The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From the United Center in Chicago, the Sharks play their 81st game of the season. For the first time, they know that they're not going to the Stanley Cup playoffs, but there's a definite positive attitude in the Sharks' dressing room as they approach the final two contests of the regular season. Back-to-back action tonight in Chicago against the Blackhawks and tomorrow in Winnipeg against the Jets. And then the 25-26 campaign will come to a close. So much has been learned over the last 6 weeks, and Ryan Warsofsky sees it as a major building block for next season.
Yeah, I think how to play this time of year in these types of hockey games when we were in the playoff push and how mentally you have to fight through some physical demands, obviously, and you got to play a certain way. And there's a lot of things that we'll look back at the end of the year and individually and collectively that we'll learn from. So we still got two more, and one starts tonight. We had an effort in Nashville that we want to repeat.
Younger players like Michael Misa, Igor Chernyshov, and Luca Cagnoni most recently have all had strong developmental progress this season. Chernyshov has a two-game goal-scoring streak with 3 goals and 1 assist in the last 2 contests, including the victory on the road in Nashville on Monday. Warsofsky sees progress in these young men's careers.
For sure. They've all, you know, come a long way and in different, you know, scenarios and ups and downs and good games, and they've stacked some games together, and Cags came in the other night and gave us some really good, you know, minutes and moved pucks and did a lot of things that he played towards his strength, and that's what we're asking him to do. And Cherny's done a really hell of a job, you know, filling in on that line and started to create some chemistry and something maybe we look into next year.
Meanwhile, the Blackhawks were on the ice on Monday, and they lost 5-1 to the playoff-bound Buffalo Sabres. It was the 4th straight loss overall for Jeff Blashill's team, and his club coming into their season finale tonight are winless in their last 7 home games at 0-4-3. What does the Blackhawks head coach say that he needs from his team tonight?
Same focus as what we've talked about. You know, like, it doesn't, again, we've talked from the deadline on basically about how important it is that we take steps forward, and if you don't take them now, you got to take them next year. And the reality of the arc of getting better is you're going to take steps forward, you're going to take some steps backwards, you're going to take some steps forward, you're going to take some steps backwards. Obviously the last few games we've taken too many steps backwards, so you got to make those up. You got to continue, you got to stride towards the movement in the right direction. So you know, that's just the reality of it. So what am I looking for? I'm looking for that. I'm looking for us, you know, at some point there's certain, you know, individually guys are correcting, you know, different habits, what I guess I'd term maybe bad habits that you know, potentially you've had as a player through large parts of your career, or maybe they've creeped in lately and we don't want to carry those forward, so let's get rid of them now, and this is a night to try to get rid of them.
The Sharks want to keep the same focus they had in Music City as they ended a 15-game winless drought against the Nashville Predators with a strong 3-2 regulation win. In the first period, there was no scoring. There was some excellent goaltending on both sides, but in the second period, the Sharks went for the jugular when they got a power play opportunity following a boarding penalty by Steven Stamkos, who hammered the Sharks' Shakir Mukhamadulin into the boards head first. Fortunately, Mukhamadulin was okay, and Stamkos isn't exactly known for doing that sort of thing deliberately. But the Sharks took advantage when Igor Chernyshov picked up his 8th goal of the season to make it 1-0 San Jose.
Here comes Eklund across the line, passes blocked, trailing the play. Sherwood guns it around. Mises got it, feeds behind the net, time winding down on the penalty. As Sherwood goes back to the point, Orlov slides it over to the far side. Chernyshov actually called for that, got it back to Orlov, who shoots, blocked. Eklund, now the shot by Chernyshov, and somehow it goes in. They score! Chernyshov was falling down, and it slips by Anenin, and the Sharks lead it 1-0.
Then in the third period, with the Sharks up 1-0, Will Smith made an outstanding defensive play and a beautiful feed to Igor Chernyshov, who fed Macklin Celebrini just as beautifully at 3:04 of the third for the 2nd San Jose goal.
Off the faceoff, Celebrini couldn't get it. Howler wins the draw, but Smith steals the puck away and pokes it ahead. Moving in, Chernyshov, 2-on-1, Celebrini shoots, he scores! Macklin Celebrini from Igor Chernyshov and Will Smith, and the Sharks are up 2-0. What a goal!
That was Macklin Celebrini's 43rd of the season. Number 44 would go into the empty net with 1:45 to play.
O'Reilly, great effort, poked at 3. He's run into now by the check from Ferraro. Poke to the slot. Knocked away by Desharnais. Coming out of the zone, it's Wenberg. Empty net, 3-on-1. Lead pass, Celebrini let it go. Gets it back, shoots, score! Becklin Celebrini gets it from Colin Graff and finishes it off. An empty net goal for Celebrini to make it 3-1 Sharks for Celebrini. His 44th goal of the season and his 112th point of the year.
With that goal, Macklin Celebrini equaled the second-best total the Sharks have ever had in one season. Of course, the record is held by Jonathan Chichu, 56 goals in the 05-06 season when he captured the Rocket Richard Trophy for most goals in the NHL. But Patrick Marleau and Owen Nolan each had 44-goal seasons, Marleau in 2009-10 and Owen Nolan back in 1999-2000. So one goal by Celebrini in the last two games will also not only continue his career best, but will also be the second highest total a Shark has ever had in a season. Celebrini, of course, is only 2 points away from Joe Thornton's all-time Sharks record with 114 points put together in the 06-07 NHL campaign. But the Sharks know that the Blackhawks have a lot to prove to their fans, too, and they expect a solid effort from the home team here. Ryan Warsawski says that if the Sharks put together an effort like they did in Music City, he thinks the result here will also be positive.
Yeah, I love their effort. I think our tracks to disrupt their rush was really good against Nashville. We're going to need that same type of mentality tonight. You know, I think last time we played Chicago, our team speed really got on them and put them on their heels, and we want to play quick through the neutral zone. So a pretty direct game plan for tonight, and we want to play, you know, with our identity of going north and playing fast, and I think that leads us to more offense.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The Stanley Cup Playoffs Bracket Challenge presented by Expedia is back.
Come on, boys.
And now it's time to take your shot. Face off against family and friends. And see if you can predict this year's playoffs. Can you pick the perfect bracket and claim the ultimate prize? A trip to a 2026-27 NHL event and an Adventure Chrono NHL Limited Edition watch by Norcane. Sign up today at nhl.com/bracket.
The Hilton San Jose is the preferred hotel of the San Jose Sharks and SAP Center in San Jose. Experience something new. Close to home or from across the world, the Hilton San Jose is there for you with memorable offers and experiences. Enjoy the brand new guest rooms with luxurious Waldorf Astoria beds and upgraded amenities. We're committed to creating a safe and relaxing experience, including delivering an even cleaner stay from check-in to check-out. Visit sanjose.hilton.com now to make your reservation. We are Hilton. We are hospitality.
Bay Area sports legends take center stage May 14th in San Francisco at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony for the class of 2026. Two-time World Series champion with the Giants, Brandon Crawford, joins four-time Super Bowl champion with the 49ers, Jesse Sopolu, plus a trio of Cal Bears, Missy Franklin, Eddie Hart, and celebrated rugby coach Jack Clark, as they're all honored at the Hyatt Regency Embarcadero on Thursday, May 14th. Get tickets now at bashof.org.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
With 38 wins on the season, the Sharks now have a goal to get to 40, and to do that, they'll have to win their last two contests on the road tonight in Chicago and tomorrow in Winnipeg. Yaroslav Askarov is expecting to get the start in goal. It'll be his 47th game of the season, looking for his 22nd win of the campaign, but he's struggled on the road lately. His last six road contests have gone 0-4-1, and his most recent road victory at Vancouver came on January 27th in a 5-2 result. Not that much different for the Blackhawks, as Spencer Knight, expecting to get the start in goal, is winless in his last eight games overall at 0-6-2, and he's winless in his last five home contests with an 0-2-3 record. His most recent home victory, February 2nd, against the Sharks, when he made 24 saves in that 6-3 win. Tune in today at 5 o'clock Pacific time on your drive home. Jamal Mayers and I will have the Sharks and the Blackhawks right here. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.